Here at the Fresh Cred, we have an exciting announcement to share with our loyal supporters today. We're announcing a new addition to the Fresh Cred family, and we're bringing it to you live from SCPC's Southern Exposure in Tampa, Florida. Can you stand the suspense, Mason? Yeah, so me neither. Virtual Craig somewhere, can you stand the suspense? Probably not. So without further ado, here it is. So many of you know the Red Pepper King, Paul Manfrey. And if you follow him on social media, you also know that Paul has published a show for some time where he speaks about product demand and availability, quality, consumer trends, fresh produce consumption, and generally in everything and anything that is on Paul's mind. We're excited to announce Paul will be joining the Fresh Cred Group with his own weekly show dropping every Friday. Paul, with his years of experience, will bring passion and credible information to the fresh produce industry every week. In fact, so much so that we named it the Credible Vegetable Report with Paul Manfrey. See what we did there? The Credible Vegetable Report. So mark your calendars. The first episode will release later this month on March 29th. It will be available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Basically anywhere you consume podcast content today. Paul's breadth of expertise will surely provide his listeners with valuable information and beyond. His career in produce sales started on the streets of New York. That's about as ground floor as you can get. Since then, he has basically done it all as it relates to produce sales and procurement, from domestic to international, and everything that implies. But to do the man justice, we have invited him to join us today here on the Fresh Cred Live at SCPC's Southern Exposure to learn a bit more about him and what it is that fuels the incredible passion he has for the industry. Please join me in welcoming the Red Pepper King himself, Paul Manfrey. Paul, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to do this. I'm always about, no matter who has a story, I'm always excited about bringing that story of fresh produce to the masses. I try to support everyone in our industry. I think no one should be excluded. And this is another platform for me, hopefully, to increase consumption of fresh produce in the United States.
At the end of the day, I know that's really important to you. I mean, I've heard you say it many times, increased consumption. That's awesome. We're super excited as well. I think we'll obviously do great work together. Tell me a little bit about what you look forward to from a, I guess, production standpoint, maybe from your...
Well, anyone that's been following me for the last 6 years know that the headphones, microphone is totally foreign to the Paul Manfrey podcast. It's been done for the last 6 years on an iPhone. And so now with the, and I have to say, most of the time when I actually listen to myself, I know all, I have a lot of feedback of how you appreciate and love what I say. But when I listen to myself, I hate it. I hate the ums, the ahs, and the oohs, you know, and that's only because this is totally unscripted. Firsthand, pan the camera. There's no notes on my desk. That's how I do this. And when I, sometimes when I have an idea and it sends me off to another idea, it's literally, there was no thought. So as I'm thinking about it in my head, what comes on my, so that part of it, having a more quality production to me, and more importantly, hopefully a new audience,
sure,
that would be a plus for all of us.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and I think it relaxes you as well, as far as when you know that maybe it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, anything stupid I say could be edited out.
Sure, possibly. Nothing stupid. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, you know, what lapse in judgment did you experience that would make you agree to work with us? But
there's no lapse in judgment. Again, I support the podcast in our industry. Anybody, you know, I'm one platform, right? But there are others in our industry, and we all should support the other people in our industry.
Sure. Right?
Because we have the greatest story ever told that no one has ever told.
Yeah.
It's never telling it. The retailers don't tell it. The wholesalers don't tell it. You know, perfect example. Look what Avocados from Mexico did because they told their story. Look what that, you know, they have Super Bowl ads every year because they had the foresight to tell the story. And now look at that product. We as an industry, they are the only ones that told that story. My hope is to sell that story. And more importantly, I hope this gets traction with consumers. I'm hoping this podcast gets because consumers can change a lot of the things in their industry. We all know that once consumers get involved and they'll say, oh, we don't like this, every industry, whatever it is, changes their attitude or they'll change their adjust to what consumer demands.
That's awesome. Yeah. So Craig and I don't remember on what podcast it was, but at one of these shows, we talked about our business, you know, the fresh produce business being the cleanest energy you can find, right? You talk about, people talk about clean burning energy or clean, you know, fossil fuels, all that stuff. But really, I mean, consumption in your day-to-day life, you must be thinking about it all the time. It's not only what you sell, but what you consume. I mean, you're walking the talk.
Right. Yeah. It's, again, it goes back to, no matter, no one's telling the story to fact, like for health and longevity. Like if any diet, if you want to be on a keto diet, they recommend fruits and vegetables. So an all protein diet, they'll recommend fruits and vegetables. Mediterranean diet, everyone recommends fruits and vegetables for health and longevity. And again, no one's telling a story. I'm, as you said in the opening, I started selling produce from a push cart in Manhattan.
Wow.
You know, I had my fruit store was.
We need to get the rights to the movie this because it sounds like a movie. Yeah. I can see the opening.
I'm going to tell you briefly. So Metz Parking Garage was on 40th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue, Manhattan. Today it's the New York Times building. But that was a parking garage in the garment center in the 70s and the 80s when I started in this business. In that parking garage, all the major designers of that, Gloria von Furstenberg, Calvin Klein, parked their cars in that. So next to, we had four parking spaces. My fruit store was 4x8, two sheets of 4x8 plywood and milk, plastic milk crates too high to put it on. And then we stacked. So it was parking spaces, you know, from 6 in the morning till maybe 10. And then from 10 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night, it was a food store. And all the people used to walk down to Port Authority Bus Terminal, which is down the block, right? And in those basically 4 hours, we sold an 18-foot and a 24-foot straight job of produce in 4 hours.
Wow.
Every day. So
it was go.
So how we did it, which is my supply and demand theory. Back then, there's more mom and pop retail stores like in Brooklyn, you know, in New York City, and they all had inside and outside. So what outside was always the cheaper items that were abundant, right? Abundant and affordable, and inside was the better stuff. So they used the outside stuff to draw the people inside. So the fruit peddlers, the people on the outside, we took all that stuff from the Hunts Point Market that was cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all consumed it. And then in a week's time, that item wasn't cheap anymore because the system got cleared out. But guess what? There was two or three items behind it.
Yeah.
And that's how the supply chain worked in the 70s and 80s, because we sold what was cheap and affordable at a price to move and consumers bought it. Today, you don't have that paradigm. That's what my biggest thing is. Squash is $4 to $6 FOB now. Could get it to New York for $9 to $10 for 25 pounds. Every retail chain is $1.49 or $1.99 a pound. So if that brings back $50 on a $9 investment. And that's what's wrong with our supply chain today. That's why I would like to get, and this is not only, you know, the other side of the coin is growers and wholesalers also take the price too high sometimes, mm-hmm. not thinking about the retail. So this is not a one-sided. It's not one-sided. This is, you know, we have to learn to meet in the middle for everyone's benefit.
Sure. So Paul, I guess for the audience, that's a taste of what you're going to get on Paul's podcast. But another part of it, and as we're running a little bit short on time, but definitely want to get into this with you. Your market report or what you communicate on a weekly basis. Can you give folks an idea of like, say what this week, was there anything?
Yeah. I have a lot
to share.
I have a lot to talk about this week. One of them, it was a perfect dovetail from what I just said. So the cucumber market and the red pepper market, everyone that knows me, I believe that I do 12 to 15 items that I really believe I'm the best in the country, and especially like with red peppers. So this is the other side of the coin. What happens, for people that don't know, a lot of times in a grower, especially in Mexico, they'll raise a price. And I'm not saying it's unwarranted. So they'll raise a price. Well, they're going to take the red pepper market. From last week, it went from $24.95. Then it creeped up to $28.95, $30.95, $32.95. But one guy's high is $34.95. Okay. What happens is, let's say a guy is $28.95 and they see quotes of $34.95. What happens? That grower goes back to his representative and says, well, how come you're not getting $34.95 or $32.95? So what happens is the whole industry moves up to those unrealistic prices. Why do I say unrealistic? Because you're going to find next week, those guys that were $32.95 and $34.95, they were the ones that are going to kill retail. Why? Because those $32.95 peppers, is 33, are going to cost about $37 delivered. That's about $2.50 a pound wholesale. So the retailer is going to do the $3.99. How many people that you think are going to buy red peppers next week for $3.99? So what's going to happen? That market's going to fall. They should have just kept that market, just say at $26, $28.95, where everybody makes money. Retail could still be in a reasonable range. And that's and red peppers, and the same exact scenario happened with cucumbers. So those two markets next week are coming off, not because of an extreme abundance, but the demand side of that equation is going to fall off. And then the shippers are going to realize, hey, I'm not selling red peppers, I'm not selling cucumbers like I was last week. And that's what's going to drive these markets lower. Mm-hmm. And on the retail side, a lot of retailers will not dollar cost average. What do I mean by that? If you have 50 red peppers in the box that cost you $30, and you buy 50 more, that they usually won't. They'll usually wait till they sell those 50 at $32. And now let's say the market is $15. Instead of dollar cost averaging, right? So those are 30, this is 15. So we're going to take those two together, average them, and now we're going to sell them like they cost $20, mm-hmm. right? That's how you move the stuff through retail. But current day retail, they don't make those adjustments. And these are the things we did constantly, because if you get caught with high-priced inventory, well, maybe someone's not in that same league, right? So maybe they cleaned out already, and now that you're in competition with a guy that's paying half the price. But if you dollar cost average, you could, and you keep on averaging down and down. So these are the things I talk about. I'm trying to give you some old school knowledge, especially with the computer. Like, you should be able to hit F4 and get that average now, right? It shouldn't even be, I used to do it on a paper bag. I got 32 of this, 17 of that. I paid this and this. You know what I mean? Like, I did it on a brown paper bag. You could do it F4, our average is 1645. Okay, let's sell them according to 1645. You know, easy. Yeah. But, you know, again, no one's doing it. And I believe you just got to get out of the box. You just got to know that this is the way we always did it. Doesn't work because this is the way we always did it.
Sure.
I want to just give you one other tidbit. I sell elongated red peppers predominantly. Mm-hmm. And I said, why aren't you Canadian retailers selling elongated red peppers? Why? Because the 11-pound blocky market was $18.95, and I was given ads out for $10.95 on 15-pound red peppers. But in Canada, they believe for the last 30 years, we can't sell elongated red peppers. They believe that. And then Sobeys went on sale for the month of February. And guess what?
They sold some red peppers.
They sold elongated red peppers. And that made guys in Montreal, wholesalers, buy elongated red peppers. So, you know, I could remember when in 1989, when we had a freeze, they never sold Roma tomatoes in Boston, but there was no other tomatoes, so they actually started selling. Now I think we ship 4 or 5 loads a week from Top Catch to Roma tomatoes in Boston. Again, it's just getting out of the box, and just because this is the way we always did it, it's not the always way. It's the way you always did it for the last 30 years, but there's guys around like me that know that how you did it 50 years ago, and they still work.
Okay, so for your produce nerds, this is the kind of stuff you're going to listen to on Paul's podcast, which I think is I mean, I guess you could say technical to a large degree, but it's great. It's good information. It's especially great for folks coming up in the industry, at minimum, to know the history of even the kind of stuff you were doing as a young man, I think is awesome. So by all means, mark your calendar. March 29th is the drop date of Paul's podcast, the Credible Vegetable Report with Paul Manfrey. That's dropping on March 29th. Follow us at The Fresh Cred on X, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, anywhere you consume your podcast media. Paul, do you want to plug any of your social media?
Yeah, follow me on LinkedIn.com, Paul Manfrey, and follow me at RedPepperKing.com. And my company is Top Cats. We have offices in Nogales, Arizona, Mission, Texas, and New York City, so Bronx, New York. So please,
that's a hell of a combination.
Oh yeah, we have it. We have it all covered.
All right, Paul. Well, thanks for being here. We're super excited. Hope to see you again soon, and we'll be waiting with bated breath for March 29th to drop your new podcast.